Unless the city wins an appeal in its effort to block reforms to the NYPD's stop-and-frisk tactic, one immediate change is that an independent monitor named by the court will soon begin his work overseeing the department. Peter Zimroth has a long resume as an attorney. In an effort to find out how he'll approach the job, WNYC's Kathleen Horan spoke to one of his longtime colleagues and friends.
The city's new police monitor, Peter Zimroth, is a litigator with the private law firm Arnold & Porter. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District, worked in the Manhattan DA's office, and was top attorney for the city under Mayor Koch. His predecessor in that post was Frederick or Fritz Schwartz.
Peter is quiet. He's not brash. And he's careful not to articulate a position before he's really thought it through.
Schwartz, who's chief counsel at the Brennan Center, headed the city's Charter Revision Commission in the 80s when Zimroth was corporation counsel. Over the decades, he says, they became friends, even taking a rigorous trip with their families through Alaska. Asked if Zimroth's penchant for adventure will aid him as he begins overseeing the country's largest police department, Schwartz says it won't hurt.
I don't think being monitor of the New York City Police Department is like taking a rugged trip in Alaska, but you do have to have determination and energy.
Schwartz says Zimroth, who's 71, stayed mum about his appointment until it was officially announced by the court.
He said he knows it's a very daunting and extremely important responsibility. He said he knows it's going to be very hard work. You know, he welcomes the challenge.
Zimroth once represented a detective who testified about police corruption at the Knapp Commission hearings in the 70s. He has said he has tremendous respect for the department. He's expected to take his post in the coming weeks. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.